Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. Raise your psychological necessity. What does that mean? Okay, it means something very specific, so I want you to write this down. High performers, they have a specific way of activating why it's so important for them to do well. And if you can activate in this way, you'll perform better in your situations of performance. Let me give you an example, a simple example. I was working with a gold medalist sprinter, and as I was training with this person, I asked, I said, how is it that you know who's going to win a race? Like when you go up and you put your feet in the blocks and you look down the row, how do you know who's probably gonna win there? And the person said to me, I'm gonna bet on the person who says, I gotta win this one for my mom. I was like, wow. In other words, the person knew why they wanted to win the race. They were connected with their why. But you can't just quote unquote start with why. It's way deeper than that. It's not just like a casual thing. Let me walk you through what I mean by that, because there is a lot of psychological architecture that goes into having that be real, right? Emotional commitment is not just like an intellectual, like, why should I do this today? It's way deeper. And here's what we found from high performers, okay? There are internal forces, like things going on in my body and my mind that makes me perform with excellence. And then there are external forces, which we'll talk about, okay? So write this down. Number one, your personal standard of excellence. In other words, your identity. Your identity is tied to, I must do well in this situation because I am a person who does well in this situation. That's your personal standard of excellence. It says, it's at the identity level. Please write that down. It's my identity says I do well, right? Psychological research has found, for example, if you say as your identity, I am someone who does not do that, you are way more likely not to do it. If you say, I'm a person who does not smoke, the odds of you being shifted by peer pressure to smoke are way lower. I mean, it's like, you're probably not gonna be, it's like, if you identify that, right? If you say, I am not a person who eats French fries, you're just not gonna eat French fries when they bring French fries, right? If it's a preference, if you're just like, you know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, clearly you're gonna take the French fries. But if your identity says, I'm not that, I just don't, that's not me. When you say that's not me, you don't do it. Make sense? Well, the flip side of that is also true. When you say, I'm a person who does this well, right? I've worked with some unbelievable talent in NFL and the NBA. I mean, like superstars. In sports, we often call them closers. The person who, no matter what, you put them on that field or on that hardwood, they're gonna do a great job because everything inside is confident in their identity. It says, I'm gonna kick some ass here. Forgive my language, but that's what they say. It's like, it's so clear to them that they're gonna win. Like, I do well here. Like, I'm gonna make that shot. They're not in any way overly confident or cocky. It just, their identity is tied to personal standards of excellence. Like, I'm going to help win this game. It's Jordan in game six. It's Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. It's just going to happen because that's who they are. And you can see it when you see a high performer. You're just like, they walk on the field or out on the court, and you're like, oh, dang, here it comes. You just know, because that's who they are. And you can tell that's who they are. So why does this matter to you? You need to identify the activities. When you go into an activity, you need to say, it's who I am. I'm a person who excels at this. It doesn't mean that you don't have concern or fear or even worry or anxiety. Like, when I go out on stage, I mean, some of you guys have seen me out on the road in front of 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people. When I walk out on that stage, I'm nervous, okay? There's no question. There are nerves in there. But what's stronger than the nerves? The identity that says, I'm here to serve these people. I'm going to do it well. That's the difference. Doesn't mean anxiety is not there. It just means the identity is stronger than the anxiety. Number two, obsession with a topic. You cannot increase psychological necessity if you do not allow obsession. People are scared to really fully commit to a topic. They are scared to really allow themselves to dork out or geek out on something because they think, oh, I spend too much time. High performers obsess, right? If you've ever bought an Apple product, they obsess about the details of that. We have to allow ourselves to geek out and dork about it because otherwise we won't care about the details. If we don't care about the details, we don't perform with excellence. So what do you allow yourself to get obsessed about? And here's the thing. Notice I'm not saying follow your passions. No, I'm like develop your obsessions. Two different things. Follow your passions, like, oh, I'm interested. Passions come and go throughout life. Passions are super safe. You know what's scary? An obsession. Everybody wants you to follow your passions. Live with passion, be passionate. Passion gets you in the game, but it is not sufficient for the long term because passions come and go, right? An obsession, woo! See, everyone wants you to follow passions. But how do you know the difference? Because when you have an obsession, people, they kind of think you're crazy. They think you spend a little too much time on it. They think you care about it a little too much. No one says that when it's a passion. They're just like, oh, that's her thing. She loves it. When it's obsession, they're like, I'm a little worried about her. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean there's healthy or unhealthy obsessions. Look, an unhealthy obsession means by focusing on that or diving deep into it, you are wrecking relationship, wrecking health, wrecking other parts of your life. Meaning there's no ability to have any harmony or health because it's too much. But I'm here to tell you, high performers worldwide report being very obsessed about a topic. They geek out about things. Like, I geek out about online marketing. I geek about, if you can't tell, curriculum is my thing. Research is my thing. Seeing people change, that's my thing. I obsess about every measure. I've written 6 books in the personal development, psychology, self-help space. You don't do that unless you obsess about how people change. I'm obsessed to help people change. I'm obsessed about curriculum. I'm obsessed about helping you. That's okay. Like, if you don't have that obsession, you never develop mastery. Where there's no obsession, there's no mastery. It's just true. Well, the more obsessed you get about it, the more you will yourself to do it, even when it's hard. Our internal forces that pull us to excellence is, I am that person and I love this. There's an obsession. Next, external, there's also, they prime themselves for the social duty, obligation, or purpose in which they're trying to fulfill. This just means high performers connect with, why is it necessary for me to do well in this area? Not just because that's my identity or I like it, but for somebody else. Sometimes it's mission and purpose and calling, and that's why they do it, and they're really connected with it. Other times, it's not that. It's an obligation. They're like, I need to do this because the team's counting on me. I don't love it. I don't really want to focus here. But they friggin' need me. They need me right now. High performers are assessing more often than other people. Who needs me on my A game? Who needs me here? Right? That person who's at the blocks and says, I need to win this for my mom. It's not just, I need this. I'd like to win this for my mom. It's like, because if I win this race, I get that gold, I get those sponsorships, and I can buy my mom a new house because she lives in a crap house. That's a different level of motivation, isn't it? Necessity, think about this. Necessity is when we go from, I prefer to do well here, to I got no other choice. It's a, I want it versus I must. And they're two different psychological things. The difference with high performers is they're connecting to that more often. They're connecting to that, it's necessary for me to do well here on a continual basis. Not once in a while, not when the quarter is ending, not when somebody's watching, every day. Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Task urgency. A lot of you have all this. You have the standards. I'm a creator, writer, trainer, teacher, difference maker. I love this topic. I study. I go to seminar after seminar, book after book, course after course. Awesome. You're on the path of mastery. You care about it, right? You feel like it's your purpose to make this difference, but you ain't never given yourself a deadline, so you ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people, they forget task urgency. There's some part of you that says now. And if you don't raise that now part of you, you won't perform it on another level. It's got to be now. It's got like, there has to be, this thing must happen and it better happen soon. Otherwise, you're like, next week. And then you're like, well, since it's next week and, you know, they just dropped the new Game of Thrones season, I'll watch that all week. You just put it off and you put it off and you put it off. High performers are increasing psychological necessity. And because they're increasing psychological necessity, their performance of doing well is a must. And they're triggering that every day. It's not once in a while. It's every day. And you have to trigger that. Like, I have to trigger myself before I step in front of this to teach well. Like, I need to up my level of performance expectation in my mind. Why must I be excellent right now? Because otherwise, you know what you do? You go through the motions. If you're going through the motions in your life right now, you are not connected to one of or all of these four things. Because people who are connected to these, they are not going through the motions. Does that make sense? So write it down. How are you doing? How are you doing in these areas? Are these areas you're reminding of yourself of? Has it been happening consciously or unconsciously? For most people, I found out if they're high performing, they're naturally doing this. They don't even know that they're doing this. Start your morning self-talk routine. This one really, it's so funny, being a personal development guy, I didn't know how important this was. That high performers have a self-talk routine. They talk to themselves in the morning. Remember I told you earlier, they ask themselves questions. They also talk to themselves. They're like, you need to crush it today, man. You gotta crush it today because your mom needs you. You gotta crush it today, man, because the sales quarter's coming. You gotta crush it today, man, because the team's watching. You gotta crush it today, man, because you're being outpaced right now. You need to show up. They literally, that self-talk is going on in their head. I need to crush it today, why? And they are saying that specifically in the morning. It's not just, what do I need to do? What are my five moves? How do I wanna feel? They're like, why must I crush it today? And they are saying it to themselves, like talking to themselves in the morning. Like when I went into the research on this, many of you guys know I'm a pretty dang good interviewer. And I just kept digging and digging and digging about that morning self-talk. And it comes right back to a routine they developed, usually unconsciously, to develop their necessity. Like they are, in other like popular terms, they're like priming themselves to perform with excellence by talking like, I need to do this. This is necessary today. Don't screw up today. I'd better nail this today. They need you to, like, it's in their mouth and in their words. They're saying this. So if you don't have a current self-talk routine, get one. If you don't know how to do that, You can start with maybe find your favorite passages in books or Bibles or courses or texts and just read it out loud to yourself so that you are putting yourself or priming yourself into a really positive and powerful state in the morning. It will change your life. I can't believe how many people don't read out loud in the morning. I kind of thought everybody did that just because that's like, you know, personal development 101 is state your affirmations out loud. But most people, I ask them, are you reading something in the morning out loud that's positive and powerful? And they're like, what? No, man. I'm like, well, what are the first questions you ask in the morning? Is coffee done? I'm like, that's just, we got to advance you, my man. There's another level for you and you deserve to attain it. But you're going to need some new morning routines. Next up, fire yourself up before each key activity. You know your key activities. Right before each key activity, you got to fire yourself up. You don't fire yourself up in the morning and forget to do it. If you're going to walk into that meeting, fire yourself up. How do you do that? Psychological necessity. Remind yourself, I'm a person who does this. I'm obsessed about making this better. I got to do this for them, and I need to do it now. And just run yourself through all day long on that if you don't have it. For some of you, I don't care if that means doing jumping jacks before you walk in the next meeting, or like just talking to yourself, or taking a meditation and thinking about your why, whatever it is. Each major activity, the key activities of the day, don't go in them bumbling from one activity to another. It infuriates me how many people work on their email and they go, okay, time to make a presentation, and they just start making the presentation. It's like, no. If you finish email, stop, finish that, maybe get up, get some water, do some stretching, get your mind ready, and then go, okay, this presentation, I need to crush this thing. Here's what I want it to be. This presentation is gonna be, it'll be visual, it'll be fun, it will move emotionally, it will do this, and then start the work. And why is this important? I need this because it could change someone's life this way, that. Like every activity that's important, every output that really matters, don't begin it from a dead zone. Don't begin it hurried from another space. Don't begin it lacking intention. Does this make sense? I want you to fire yourself up before every major activity. I mean, I do it before turning on this. Like before I saw you today, I had what, like 7 phone calls this morning. I had to send out 4 or 5 major emails going out to our promotional partners or the list. Had to think it through my social media game, and then had to get myself together for this, absorb this curriculum, get ready to go. So with a morning like that, when I got here, I mean, I had to really think about it. I have a shower here in my office, and I literally had to go in the shower and get myself ready to deliver here today. Every activity, you got to get yourself ready. If you don't do that more consistently, you're going through the motions. And even if you're already successful, I'm telling you, your next level is necessity. That's your next level, mentally. So get in that game. Next up, tell others why. If it's a must for you inside, but no one around you knows it, you're failing to achieve your potential as fast as you could. I talked to one person who she had recently come into success in her field. She was in athletics as well. She'd recently set a world record. And she had had several years where it wasn't such good. And then it was like breakthrough. And everyone's like, how is she doing this? World record, world record, world record. And I was asking, like, what was the moment of like difference for you? And she said, the day that I learned to shout from the rooftops what my dreams were. I said, what do you mean? She says, well, I used to just strive and struggle myself. You know, I just did it by myself. I was kind of alone in the world, and I did my own thing. And I said, okay. And she goes, then one day, I started telling people I wanted to win gold. I wanted to win a world record. And she says, you know what happens when you shout from the rooftops what you want into the world? She says, yeah, some village idiots will come up and tell you you can't, or you're stupid, or you're dumb, or who do you think you are? But she says, you also attract the village leaders who recognize that ambition, that drive, that spark in the eye, and go, come on, kid, let me help you. And she goes, when I started telling everybody what I want to accomplish, all of a sudden people started referring me to better coaches, better routines, better ways of eating. Like, I started getting input from the world. It was like, she, you know, almost like the law of attraction. It's like, put it out there, and new doors opened up But it only happens when you share. I say it all the time. Maybe the world isn't giving you what you really want. Because based on all of your distractions and lack of commitment or silence, it simply doesn't know what you are asking for. Maybe the universe isn't giving you what you want because you haven't asked for it just yet. You got to ask for what you want. And why is that important? Because if other people know what you want, now there's a little bit of that peer pressure to achieve it. It's easier for you to say, I better be on my game today because all these people know I want this. I'd better be on my game today. All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have 4 other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.